We're back to the Neil Haley show. And this is one thing as a solopreneur slash entrepreneur slash different things, I make the mistake and I am working constantly. It seems like it never stops. And especially today with these marathon of interviews, but it's not an every day where I'm just booked solid, but those days do happen, especially Fridays, as entrepreneurs know. And then somehow we get caught up in things and say, where did our day go? Did we really accomplish anything? Well, my guest today is going to tell me how I can improve, but also many other business owners. Christina Coyne, thanks for stopping by, Christina.
Thanks, Neil. Thanks for having me today.
All right, tell me your background and we'll get into the topic.
Sure. So I've been working for, many years with large organizations to help them make things easier for their staff and deliver better service. And I'm now taking that to much smaller businesses who, really are the backbone of our economy, both in your country and in mine. I'm in Australia. And they really are doing an awful lot of work, a lot of which they don't need to do, that they could actually make life easier for themselves and their staff and deliver a better outcome for their customers.
That's fantastic. And I think that's important, but I would like no strategies and tips to do that because we all try to hire a couple extra people. We all try to make things, systemize things, but we sometimes just miss the mark and we still work a ton. How do we stop that? Because we always want to put the best effort into our work. We want to put the best effort into our management. And then somehow we burn ourselves out very quickly, right?
Absolutely. And so one of the first things to do is to actually be able to step back and look at the business as a whole and what's happening in the business and who's doing it without actually being in it. And I hate that cliche of working on your business, not in it, but you actually do need to take that step back and be able to see it as a whole, because that then will tell you, okay, well, this is happening over here, but it's actually being caused by something that is happening in a different part of the business by someone else. And you can only see that when you take that step back and not actually look at the individual problem. You've got to see what's happening around it and really work out what's causing it.
That's so important. And that means you really look at your SOP, right? What the operations are, the time it takes for those things to be taken care of, the amount of time it takes to do payroll or budgeting, the amount of time it takes to plan, do your calendar, not just the activities that are the revenue producing activities.
Absolutely. And you mentioned the word SOP, standard operating procedures. So many businesses that I go into don't have any of those standard operating procedures, or they don't have training. Now, these don't have to be really difficult to set up. And certainly I don't know about you, Neil, but I actually hate SOPs. I know they're really important, but if you can give me, really basic step by step and not, put all this flowery language around it and make it 10 pages instead of half a page, I'll read half a page. And, when you're making things really short and succinct, guess what? Your staff actually follow it. If you give them a 10-page document, they're unlikely to read it. But short, sharp checklist, do this, do this, do this, you're much more likely to get the result that you want from people.
That's fantastic, and that's important. What you talked about before is that the SOP is so important in this process. So once you go and sit down and really see what you're doing in your business, are you going to look at your productivity versus your, again, I guess ROI of the revenue versus productivity and all those things when you're going through and evaluating how your business is being run?
Yes, but it's also looking at where the bottlenecks are. Where are you always getting the issues? So absolutely, ROI is really important, but you're needing to make sure that your work flows smoothly, because that will actually give you better ROI than if you've got bottlenecks and issues that are happening in your business. So you're looking to identify where those things are, and then you can, you know, really quantify stuff by improving those bottlenecks, reducing those. You know, it's like when you're trying to get the tomato sauce out of the bottle and it all just sticks in the neck. You need to, you know, change how you're holding the bottle so that the tomato sauce actually flows out.
All right. So based on that, what advice do you offer them for people to look at right now? To, you talked about coming, looking at the SOP, taking time to really sit back and look at your business. But is there anything else right now that a business owner could do to evaluate themselves to see if they're on the right track or that can really automate their business and make it better?
Well, one thing that they can do that will contribute to all of those things is actually get their staff involved in decision making. Because when it's only you who's looking at things and considering things, you've only got your perspective, but your staff are also working in the business, and I can guarantee they'll have some ideas of things that can help. So get your staff involved in these discussions, and you'll get, you know, way more heads than just one, and you'll get a better outcome by getting your staff involved to help you look at the business as a whole.
All right. So best place we can connect with you, Christina, where can we find more information on you and learn more about you?
Sure. That's my website, christinacoin.com. Christina is spelled with a K, K-R-I-S-T-I-N-A, and coin is with a C, C-O-Y-N-E.
Awesome. And I think that what you're talking about is such an important thing that each business owner, so you work with entrepreneurs, startup companies, there's a variety of people, right? Is that correct?
Absolutely. Yeah. Yep,
thanks, Christina, for stopping by. Appreciate it.
Great. Thanks for your time, Neil.
You're welcome. Bye-bye. You're listening and watching The Neil Haley Show. We'll be back in just a moment.